Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. Wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Rated G Radio. It is Thursday, October 2nd. We're going to have Dr. Annie Ulrich on the line in just a second to talk about the energy for October, and she'll also be taking your calls. So if you have a dream interpretation type of a question and just are wondering, was it the spicy jalapenos that made you think about that, or if it was really something more, call in tonight and ask her. 323-657-1493 is the hotline. We're live from 7 to 8 Pacific Standard Time tonight, and we'd love to have you be part of the show. Just a real quick programming note, tomorrow night we have Cliff Beach. He's going to be on the show on the Friday Night Dance Party from 7 to 9. We're going to be playing two of his albums. You say, how can you do that? You can't usually get an entire album in. He's got an EP on both ends of the spectrum, and we're going to be playing both of those. So I'm really excited to have Cliff Beach on the line with us tomorrow night. And that will be at the normal Friday Night Dance Party time from 7 to 9. I have a lot of people saying the time keeps changing on that. Well, sometimes it's a matter of what's good for the artist. Like last week we had Brian and Sean Chrysagos, our Christian twin singing duo sensation / reality TV stars on the line. And just from a timing standpoint, 3 p.m. last week worked for them. I could make it work, so we did it. But tomorrow night's the normal time. So with that, everybody, a big warm welcome to Dr. Annie Ulrich. She is back for the October update and again to take your calls. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yeah. So we've had a month go by, as crazy as that might seem, since our last visit here on the show. We had a ton of great callers last month. And what's been going on in your world in the last 4 weeks?
Well, it is just amazing how time flies, number one, but also so many opportunities are coming in. Last month I talked about winding things up or winding them down, you know, and endings and beginnings, and opening yourself up to what the universe has to offer you and to be open and receptive to new ideas and new opportunities. And so I've been doing that, taking my own advice, which is a good thing. And so there have been some really wonderful things that have come in, and I am looking forward to moving in a whole new direction, so to speak, in the new year. But having fun doing readings and having dream groups, and I'm in the process of the really pulling together a dream workshop for a weekend in November, which will be a lot of fun. And as soon as I get my dates set, I will let you know about that.
Oh, my gosh. I got goosebumps when you told me that. It's like, I would love to go to something like that.
It's really fun. A lot of fun.
You know, here's the deal. Everything you do is really fun. You know why? Because you are really fun. So it's impossible not to have a good time when you're in the room.
Well, I think that if you're not having fun, then why do it?
Why do it?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So,
Absolutely. Yeah,
you're the same way, and that's why we just hit it off right away the minute we met. Yeah.
Well, and so just in case, you know, John Weisskopf is listening tonight, we'll give him a 6 degrees of separation from
Yay!
Kevin Bacon shout out. He's got some great things that are happening in his world. Actually, let's see here. I have him as a guest coming up October 23rd, so he's going to be coming back to talk about some of the things that are going on. I think he's in Australia right now.
Wow.
I know.
He has got some very exciting things coming up for him, and October 24th. October 23rd is one of the things I want to talk about today.
Oh, cool. Well, then we'll talk about
cool.
that
That'll
as
well. That'll
just
segue right into it, right?
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So anyhow, but a big thanks to John Weisskopf for putting the two of us together about, I'm thinking it's about a year and a half, 2 years ago, something like that now, but it's always a treat to have you on.
Yeah.
And with all sincerity, you always come on, have great insight for the listeners, and I get such fantastic positive feedback from everybody. They're like, you got to have her on all the time. It's like, you know, I think she has a life. I don't think she really wants to do this five nights a week, but, you know, we'll get her back. So don't,
But this is,
once a month is
this
good,
is
right?
Great.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so.
It's really
we get
perfect,
to callers,
actually.
It's perfect. It is. Because, it, you know, it's
it is.
Everybody kind of gets, you know, you always need to leave them wanting more. If you were on 5 days a week,
yeah.
you'd be like, again? Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what they do with me.
That's
so when you
so
come
true.
On, that's a special treat. So for tonight, before we start taking your calls, because we will get to your calls in just a couple of minutes, one of the things that you wanted to come on and talk about, and I love that you do this at the start of the month, you're talking about the energy and things that are going on for the month of October, and I hope you would tell all the listeners about what's going on and what we need to know.
Yes, indeed. It's a very powerful month. October is full of events. We've got three major events that are going to be happening in October, and they start actually on October the 8th. October the 8th is the full moon, and it is a full moon lunar eclipse. And whenever you have an eclipse, it means megawatt power. So everything is like under the spotlight when an eclipse happens. And this one on October the 8th is, it's the moon is in Aries, and Aries is all about passion and moving forward and taking chances and looking at change in a new way. So it's very, very exciting. And the moon is in Aries, and the sun is in Libra, and Libra, of course, is strives for balance all the time. Very social, also. So all of us will be in this energy of wanting to or desiring to create a greater sense of peace and harmony and balance in our lives and our relationships, and. It's a wonderful time for you to look at, because it's a full moon, what is it in your life that is actually coming into fruition? What is it that you put out into the world last month that you were hoping would arrive and flower and blossom? And so now, at the full moon in October, you should be seeing things in your life that are actually coming to pass. So that's really nice. It's a very, very nice time. Then, on October the 23rd, which is a new moon, we have a Scorpio solar eclipse. And whenever you have a new moon, that brings in new beginnings. So, and oftentimes during these eclipses, because of their power and their energy, there are life-changing events that happen. People move, or they change careers, or they, you know, find new relationships in their life, travel, all kinds of really wonderful things start to happen around the eclipses. And with the Scorpio eclipse, Scorpio affects deep emotions, very intense emotions, and things that are hidden, because that's a very Scorpio thing, is to hide your emotions. So when the eclipse happens, you can't hide it anymore. So get ready to actually put your feelings out there, express yourself, and it's really an important time, because not only do you hide things from others, but you hide them from yourself. And so during an eclipse time, this power helps you to really take a deeper look and to experience those emotions in a new way. It's also a very healing time, healing in relationships. Very, very nice. Then the third thing that happens in October that is really important for everyone to be aware of is that Mercury goes retrograde, and that happens on October the 4th. Isn't that tomorrow?
That's coming up.
Yeah.
I think it's October, what's it gonna be?
4th.
October is going to be Saturday.
On Saturday.
What is that? Can you do me a favor real quick? And when I say real quick, that's the easiest thing to say. What does retrograde really mean for, you know, I hear this every once in a while, and I tend to forget,
right.
But it's one of those things that it's kind of important to get your arms around.
Absolutely. It really is. It's important to know also right now that this Mercury retrograde is the last one in 2014. So that's nice. It usually, all the retrogrades usually last about 3 weeks, sometimes a little bit longer, but basically about a three-week period. Retrograde means go back. It's retro. And so what the Mercury is doing in the sky is it's like in place. And it looks like it's going backwards, but it's not. And what happens during a Mercury retrograde is these are the most commonly heard things. There are holdups, delays, electrical complications like computers breaking down and phones and anything that has to do with communications, because Mercury is all about communicating. And so it's the breakdown of all of those tools that we use as communication in order for us to communicate in our world. So make sure that all of your tools are in good working order. That's really important, like your computer and your phone and your printers. Those types of things. Also, Mercury rules transportation. So, again, what you might be experiencing in that realm is, for instance, holdups and delays, flights. Planes, trains, travel, and travel arrangements, your car.
Do you think any of that had to do with, like, the recent Chicago air issue at the airport? Is that pre-retrograde?
There is definitely a possible connection there, because whenever you go through a cycle of energy or time, and what we're coming up to is October 4th to the 25th, you've got, like, a week or two, a two-week lead-in to it, and a two-week lag time after it. It's not as intense as the actual time period, which is the 4th to the 25th, but it definitely does have something to do with it, and it's really amazing how that works. But yeah, I would not be surprised at all. So if you do have travel arrangements, it's like double check, make sure that all your travel arrangements are secure and also everything's running on time. So it's just preparing, It's like if I could say one thing about a retrograde, it's really important for you to become detail-oriented during that time, checking out all, for instance, the travel arrangements are all agreements, anything, all contracts, anything you're going to be signing. You don't usually sign in a retrograde. You try not to. You can, but that means that you read the fine print. And we all know how we all love to do that, right?
Oh, yeah. We memorize every last word.
Yeah. It's also a time for reflection and inner awareness. And so it's really, take time for yourself during this period, in the retrograde. It's like, go back and revisit things, rethink things, redo things. And release. So it's time to actually take a moment and really decide where you want to go with your energy.
I like
after the retrograde. Yeah.
Well, and this is, I think, what did you give everybody advice last month? September was the month to get stuff cleaned out and cleansed and. Clear the way for October, and, this is the month to be, just watch the details a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. It really is. It's good. Anything that you started before the retrograde period, it's smooth. It smoothly moves forward.
Okay.
But if you're making major decisions in your life for any reason, it would be really, I think, it would behoove you to wait until after the retrograde to sign the dotted lines, unless, like I said, you read all the fine print first.
So as a follow-up question, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. As a follow-up question to that, you have the details and you say, I've been told or I've been advised, I kind of want to just hang on to this until after the 25th. Does that mean at like 12:01 a.m. on the 26th, okay, get the ink pen out because I'm ready to sign, or do you need to kind of let a little bit of, the wave pass so you can get past the real strong effects of the retrograde before you, commit? And of course,
I think that
you want to read all of the fine print anyway, but, not...
Right.
Not as
right. Miracle. I think one of the things too to remember always in all of this is trusting your gut instincts, trusting your intuition. All of the information that's out there in cyberspace these days in the world, everything, numerology, astrology. Psychic readings of any kind, anything to do with the metaphysical realm is really an intuitive process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always, always good to listen to yourself. How do you feel about that? How has it worked for you?
Feel terrible, don't do it.
Just kind of go, exactly. If it doesn't feel right, then don't do it. Go with what you feel rather than what you think, because we do, in this society, have a tendency to think ourselves out of things.
And that's never a good thing.
No. Not always. It's good to be logical and...
you have some logic. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you want to cover about the October energy, or should we maybe get ready to jump into some phone calls?
No, I think that'll give you enough.
Okay.
That gives everybody enough to work with. And also, just if they want to, if people want to delve into this more, if you send me an email asking for more information, I will send you links to people that I highly recommend, and you can see what they have to say on the subjects.
There you go. If you want to send Dr. Annie an email, her email is actually on the body of the show page. It's the TEALVS, tealeaves@yahoo.com. Send her that and just let her know that you heard about her brilliance here on Rated G Radio, and she'll get you all of those links. Now, one other thing that I want to make sure people know that you can do and get a bunch of really great information is going to Dr. Annie's website. There's a hyperlink that if you just click visit Dr. Annie's website by clicking here, that's all you got to do. We'll make it real easy, and you can go and read up about all of the cool things that she's involved in and also a little bit about her background. One thing that we'll say is that if you are a listener tonight and, number one, you're like, oh, I don't know if I should call in or not, but, you know, because that just it sounds a little weird. I don't want to hear myself on the radio, and you get real self-conscious. You know, it's just us sitting here, you know, having a cup of coffee or a cup of tea.
A cup of tea.
And you'd like to have an appointment with Dr. Annie, just email her at theTealeaves@yahoo.com, and she will schedule an appointment with you so you can easily do that, and she would love to hear from you. With that, let's get to our first caller of the night, and it's going to be Sophie. Sophie, you are live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good evening. Yes, I'm a Cappy.
Hi,
hi. I'm 115, so I'm definitely a Capricorn, a Libra rising. And so my question is, I thought that you were going to touch on universal symbols. So my question would be what, and I don't know if it's too general, what you see coming up for me in the next couple of months. And I have this real spider, this big spider, that hangs out my kitchen window, big bay window, and it's been hanging out here for a couple of weeks, and it goes away in the day, and then it comes back down at night. And, I mean, we have, like, a lot of little spiders that run around the property, but this is, the kind you see, like, for Halloween. So I'm wondering, what kind of message is that, you know?
Wow, that's good.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Spider. You know, in old
I mean, this
folklore.
Is, like, the scary kind of spider.
Yeah. I can remember my grandmother and my mother and all of my female relatives talking about spiders and spiders being symbols of money.
Oh.
And very good luck. So spiders are great. And in the American Indian tradition, spider is creativity. And the weaving the web of your life. So it's a very auspicious sign, I think. And I would just let it do its thing.
Yeah, it's not bothering me. It's kind of interesting because it looks like it's suspended in air. But then I noticed in the daytime it's not there, and then it comes back down at night. And it must be because it's too hot in the day. You know, it was funny because I was asking the universe to show me, to help me to be more in tune to symbols, right?
Mm-hmm,
and then suddenly, you know, I looked out, I saw this spider, I didn't think anything, and I said, wait a minute, you asked the universe to help you to be aware of signs and symbols, and here you're ignoring the spider, right?
Right, exactly. What is it in your life that you would like to create, and it's asking you to be more creative with it. So whatever that means to you, your femininity, your feminine nature is very creative, and surrounding yourself with beauty and beautiful things and nature and natural things is also part of all of that. So it's a wonderful symbol for you. Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you for that.
You're very
And I don't
welcome.
Know if you're getting any signs of what might be coming up for me. I'm really ready for a change.
Yes, you are. This year for you has been about breaking out, breaking through, and releasing yourself from anything that's holding you back. And that's part of the creative thing, too. So it's, you know, you're right on target. You're just really coming into your own, and I was going to ask you if you've been bored. So it's like changing things up.
Yeah. Well, I graduated last year, and I was very excited, and I was looking at, well, what do I do next? I do units to go further on, or do I do something else? But then I had an injury with my back, and so, yes, I'm bored because it's taking a lot longer to get better. But mm-hmm. There's nothing I can do about it. It just is what it is, as they say. I mean, I have been doing things, but it's been a slower process. Let me just say, I thought it would be like 3 months max, but it's not. You know.
Well, so. I think that you're going to go into the new year, and you have a very strong healing energy that is available to you, and it started to come in actually in September of this year. So September, October, we're going into October. And the rest of this year, you are still in a healing position, what we call a healing position.
Okay.
And you should be, by the end of the year, starting to feel as if you are back to normal, whatever
yes.
that is. And
yeah.
then you will have the energy to take on all of the things that you've been looking forward to in the new year. And it'll be really, I think, a very good year for you. Lots of social invitations, a lot of social events, socializing both in a party atmosphere and also social events in terms of community. And
mm-hmm.
really becoming involved in your community and in your life. So, and relationships all around you, looking
mm-hmm.
at relationships, how you're relating, how do you want to relate. And also, you're probably going to be releasing some, too. And that's good. But it's all
releasing,
with a positive end in view.
What was the releasing? Something after
the
releasing.
Releasing relationships that are no longer working for you.
Okay.
No, you're letting go. You're letting go of, people and
yes.
That just don't, you're not connected as deeply to them as you were in the past. And
yes.
sometimes that happens,
mm-hmm.
We outgrow people. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but next year is definitely a nice year for you. Really
okay.
good one.
I welcome
yeah.
that. It's my sixth year, so
good.
next
Yay.
Year.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
Thank
there
you so much.
One. Thanks for the
You're
call.
You're welcome.
Have a great night and good luck to you. Keep
yeah.
us posted. And our next call tonight is going to be coming from Pearl. Pearl, you are on with Dr. Annie.
Hello, Dr.
Hi,
Annie.
Hi, Pearl.
How are you? Glad to
I'm
talk to
I'm good.
You.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good to talk to you.
My
what
birthday
can I do for
is
you?
Just a reading. If you give generals, that's fine.
Uh huh.
Do you
October?
Okay.
Your birthday is what?
October 27th.
Okay. Well, you're going into a year in 2015, and it's already started already. The energy of that new year that's coming in is you're in what we call a completion year next year. So what you're probably doing right now and for the rest of this year is letting go of what's not working for you, which is a good thing. And it's also a time to gather your energy, focus on your health, your physical stamina, do things that are going to build up your strength, inner and outer strength. So, that means like walking or yoga or, jogging or exercising in some way to build up your energy, and you'll be very happy that you did if you do it, because you're going to need all of that energy next year. You're going into a very progressive time next year and probably reaching a pinnacle of success. And career, if you're in a career, it's like promotions come in during that time. More money comes into you and also new opportunities. So it's a great energy. Humanitarian efforts are also very, very strong around you. so you might become involved with a cause or a charity or a community event or something like that. There's like a need to really connect with the people in your community and in your life. And I really recommend you do that, because you're going to be meeting new people and making new contacts. That's really good. So that gives you an idea of what to expect.
Because I'm actually starting a new career next year. I won't have much time the rest of this year. Yeah, so it kind of flows with what I was already, what I'm actually doing.
That's
perfect.
Great. That's great, because that is exactly the energy, you know, that you're working with, is wrapping things up and getting rid of what's not working for you. That's great. Congratulations.
Excellent. Thank you.
Earl,
you're
thanks
welcome.
For the call tonight. Keep us posted. Okay.
Yes.
And that was really cool. Just again, folks, if you want to book a private reading with Dr. Annie after hearing her on the show, her email is tealeaves@yahoo.com. The spelling of that is TEALVS@yahoo.com. Just put in that you heard her here on the show, and she will book an appointment with you stat. You can also visit her website by clicking the link and reading up about her and her very interesting background. That's probably one of the things that I always make you say, Dr. Annie, would you tell us, you know, what it was like growing up? Because I love hearing the story every single time. we did that last month, so I'm going to kind of skip that this month since we've got so many callers tonight. But we'll have you go back to your roots next time. Our next caller is going to be coming from Donna. Donna, you are on with Dr. Annie.
Hi,
go ahead,
good evening
please.
To both of you. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
And what can I do for you?
Well, I've been emailing a fellow, and I'm 60, and I haven't been married before, but I've been in long-term relationships, and we just seem to click. It's like we both want marriage, we both travel, we both love the ocean, and I don't know. So I'm wondering how this is going to go, because my mother, who's on the other side, I had 3 dreams with her, and we are happy and joyful and celebrating. So I'm hoping I'm going to be celebrating something soon.
It sounds like it, because that's usually what happens. Ooh, you know what? That reminds me, the month of the of our ancestors. The ancestors' month is November, coming in November. So you are connecting with your mother, which is a wonderful, wonderful symbol, because that is truly loving and nurturing and unconditional love that you experience there. And so that is what you are bringing to you on the very deepest levels. When you start to dream of that great, connection once again with someone who has passed over, that is so wonderful. And it gives you such hope for that kind of feeling in real time, in this physical dense that we're in, right? So you're just really moving towards that. It sounds, you know, as if that's happening. When is your birthday, Donna?
April 22nd, 1954.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the first part.
April 22nd, 1954.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. So you're in a relationship year. That's why you're trying to relate.
Yeah.
Yes. And it has to do with love and harmony and creating romance. And so you're definitely in that energy field right now, and right to the end of the year you're going to be creating romance, which is a very good thing. And having really positive relationships, also healing in relationships of the past. So that's always nice. And I definitely see you being offered love.
Okay.
So that is very exciting. Have you met this person yet?
No, we're going to talk on the phone tomorrow. We've just emailed about 5 emails, but we just seem to click. I mean, we both travel. He has kids. I don't have any kids, but he goes to visit them, and they live near all my brothers up near San Francisco, and he's out on his boat all the time, and I love kayaking and scuba diving, and he does too, and we both speak Spanish. I mean, and I didn't go the conventional route. I did jobs like concierge, bartending, waitressing, and he was an engineer, and he designed homes and all, and so I think we complement each other in many ways because, I mean, I've traveled the world by myself.
Like,
do you know what I mean? I haven't lived a conventional life. I haven't lived in the box.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. That's wonderful. Yeah, that's really good. You just, you know, you're in a romantic energy right now. So take advantage of it and say yes, and you are. So you're very open and receptive to it. So
yeah, and I just put it out there. I said potentially I would like to go in, you know, have a relationship that goes into a marriage. And then my friend said, oh, my gosh, you never should have written that. It's going to scare the heck out of him. But he came back and said that he would too.
Oh, good. There you go. There
so
you
I'm
go.
Glad I put it out
well,
there.
Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Donna,
you're welcome.
Keep us posted. Good luck to you.
Yay.
And our next call is going to be coming from Kim. Kim, welcome to the show. We need your birthday and month, please.
November 5th.
November 5th. Oh, you're the Scorpio.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you've been doing, you have been wanting change in your life this year. It's like, let's do something different. And
yes,
that's good. That's really, really good. You still have that energy with you right now, and it will be with you until the end of the year. But you're also going into a year ahead that is all about relationships again. So are you in a relationship right now?
No, not at the moment.
Well, there is one coming in, and I would say right around the holidays. So between December and January, there is some kind of connection there for you, which is really very, very nice.
Okay.
There's also travel around you. Have you been traveling?
No, I haven't.
Travel is good, and the opportunity for that in the next 3 months is really high. So say yes and go.
Okay.
And you'll
okay.
enjoy it. You really will. So that's
okay.
that's great. Good.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else, Kim?
Yeah, I just want to know what's the best way for me to lose excess weight. I seem to have an issue with it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the desire to do it is first and foremost. And then taking small steps towards making changes in your nutritional life.
Okay.
So, you know, don't try anything that's severe or crashed because it just won't work for you.
Okay.
You need to do it very, you know, slowly and with thought. I think that that's really, you know, you deserve it. You deserve to be and feel the way you want to. And it has more to do, I think, with feelings and how you feel about yourself than anything else. So just move cautiously, slowly, and just love yourself.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Good.
Fair enough. Thanks,
all right,
Kim.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Have a great
good.
Night. And our next call is going to be coming from Rose. And just a real quick reminder, if you'd like to call in and ask Dr. Annie question, we are live until 8 o'clock, 323-657-1493 is the hotline. We've got a ton of people in the Blog Talk chat room. Thank you very much for being there. And if you are in Facebook and want to ask a question or anything like that, you can do that as well. If you are in the Blog Talk chat room, though, and want to ask a question, just simply, you know, type it out. We need your birth date, meaning month and day, and the question, mm-hmm. and we'll submit that to Dr. Annie and have her answer that for you as well. So you can even kind of do that anonymously without actually being on the radio. So do that. But Rose, sorry to take up your time. You are live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Annie. It's Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you. How can
good,
I help
good.
You?
So my birthday is 3/13.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a specific question, Rose?
Well, I just wanted to see how you foresee, like, the next year coming for me. I started a part-time job with the school district.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So,
well, that's good. That'll be great. I think you're going into a very social year, a very active year with lots and lots of people. So that makes perfect sense. Now that you say that, so there are a lot of people that are new people that are coming into your life, which means that there are opportunities for new connections and new friendships and new relationships all the way around, and it's very, very nice. It's a really nice energy, actually. There's also connections, reconnections with people that you haven't seen for a long time. So reunions and lots of, like I said, socializing. So like anniversaries and weddings and, you know, cause for celebration. So it's a very active time. You're going to be very busy woman next year for sure. And also, Are you in a relationship now?
Yes, I've been married to my husband Dominic for 16 years.
Well, there's a lot of romance there. Really, really strong romance. So don't be surprised if you are swept away on a cruise someplace or doing something very romantic. So the romance is alive and well wherever you are, and that's terrific. Excellent. Congratulations on such
Wait,
a wonderful, wonderful relationship. Also, you've got a lot of healing around you, healing of relationships with people. So if there have been any kind of rifts or upsetting events, you know, in the family or with people that you know, there's a lot of healing there. And there's also physical healing. So feeling better physically is also going to be part of your new year. And that's really great. So did that answer your question?
I pretty much have sensed a lot of that coming pretty much. And just really trying to talk with friends and relationships and just trying to, you know, just keep the positive always going.
Great. That's all you can do. And you're doing it beautifully. That's great.
It was so nice talking to you, Dr. Annie.
It was great to talk to you, too. Thanks for calling, Rose.
Alrighty, take care.
Thanks for your call, Rose. Take care and keep us posted, of course. And our next call is coming from Jay. Jay's born March 24th.
March 24th.
Hey, Dr. Annie, how's it going?
Great. How are you? And
pretty
how
good,
can
actually.
I help you? Good.
I've got a really weird question. So I'm actually a facilitator and drum teacher. I teach people how to make drums. And I'm just curious. A lot of people are wanting a certain drum, a kangaroo drum, and I think they want it for the novelty purposes, not for the healing purposes. I'm just curious if that is true or not. I have this big hunch that it's about the novelty of it. Like it's like a talking, it's like a painting on a wall when you're sitting, or like it's like books, coffee table magazines or whatever, something to talk about, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not really for what they want it for. It should be something more, for something more spiritual, right? Spiritual healing.
Yeah, I think that, I think you're right when you're saying, it's, they're not, they don't know what it's like or what it is, and they're just, actually, I just feel the sense that they're going, they're attracted to the name, and that's about it.
Yeah.
So, do you, have you taught any classes on drumming?
Yes, I have. Well, lots, actually. 15
good.
Classes so far. No, 14 classes
because
so far.
Because that's really, really strong around you is that you are, well, you are a teacher. That's it.
Yes.
You're definitely a teacher. And you're in a very strong, charismatic energy field right now. So from now until the end of the year, start using it. It's in a more direct way. So really putting yourself out there and offering, letting people know what you have to offer is really important. So I don't know how you're doing that right now, but it's going to get you into like the next level of your spirituality, number one, and also your path. So I'm seeing partners and partnerships around you, and I think that the key to that is to really put yourself out more into either the community that you're in or into the world in some way. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm doing right now. I have a lot of great people who showed up for the class. I got about four people, students, who have continued on with the expression of the drum. And, it's been great to see
good.
Their growth in that area. So, yeah.
Do you do any kind of meditation with them?
Actually, I don't know if you call it drum journeying. I belong to a meetup
mm-hmm.
group actually, where and just do some drumming. It's lots of fun for myself. So
yeah,
really
that's
good,
great.
Nice little
that
group.
Is
yeah,
very good. That's great. I think you're just doing exactly what you need to be doing right now, which is fabulous. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'll take that
any
consideration.
Other
I'll huh?
As I say, is there anything else you want to ask while we got you tonight, Jay? Because otherwise you're going to be our last caller for the night. So we've got a few minutes, and if now's the time to ask.
I know. Well, getting on that kangaroo thing, I think I'll put a notice to my students saying, if they require this drum or something like that, it's just going to take a little work to get it. I mean, I just find that people
yeah.
are ready for it or just the novelty of it. So, yeah.
How
yeah.
would you describe it, Jay?
The kangaroo drum?
Yes. How would you describe it to someone who is interested in drumming?
Oh, it's a great. It's more of getting in, opening up your heart and your voice with drumming.
Mhm.
I feel
great.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you need to get across to them, then, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great. Very good. Well, let us know how you do.
Sure, thanks so much.
Yeah, keep us posted, Jake.
You're
good
welcome.
Luck to you, and thanks for your call tonight.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks.
I'll tell you, this has been fun, Dr. Annie. We still have some people in the chat room. Just throwing it out there, we got a couple minutes left. If you want to ask a question, feel free to do that or call in to 323-657-1493. And can I go back and ask you a little bit about is it the Dream Workshop weekend or the Dream? What do you have coming
yeah.
up that you're working on?
Well, I'm going to be offering a dream tending workshop, and we will be meeting on Saturday and Sunday. And so what we're going to be doing is I'm asking people to bring with them a dream. Everybody has a dream
that stands out that they remember. And it's like you carry it around with you for years and years and years, and this one dream seems to be just, you know, right there all of the time. So, mm-hmm. And it's what we call the big dream. And if you bring that with you, what we will be able to do is to, with this dream tending process, we will take you back into the dream, and we will get to know a lot more about what it's trying to tell you. And that is the whole premise of dream tending. It's not to analyze the dream necessarily, although we do that a little. What we do is we let the dream talk to you. And
the whole idea
is to keep the dream alive instead of analyzing it and killing it off. So most people, that's how they, most people approach dreams or dream interpretation by analyzing and dissecting and looking at, and that's all good, that's great, as long as you are doing it for yourself or it's coming from you. And but with the dream tending process, it's a totally different experience, and it's so much fun. People are blown away by what presents itself to them. So it's learning how to do that and learning how to do that for yourself and really honoring the dream, any dream, honoring the dream as one of your muses. In life, people who dream and have very vivid dream lives really are extremely creative. And most artists and writers, people who are really at the top of their game in whatever career that they have, they usually are very, very strong dreamers too. So it will be an amazing experience. And I'm going to have everybody make, over the weekend, make a dream card. And
ooh,
what that is going to be, it's like an art, it's a creative exercise where each person will get a big, huge, like, card, and you're going to do a collage with it. And it's wonderful. So you're going to be learning a little bit about meditation and creativity and collage, and all of that is connected to the dream and your special big dream that you have been carrying around with you for years.
That is,
hopefully.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I have one dream, and we don't need to go into this tonight because I'm sure nobody wants to hear that, and that's totally not asking for that. But I have one recurring dream that it's like every year, every couple of years, something like that. I don't even know what triggers it, but it's always the same dream, and it's a variation of the same dream every time. And it's like, what in the heck is going on with this? Because this makes no sense to me whatsoever, and it's not an unpleasant experience, but it's one of these, why are we revisiting this again? And why is it, you know, it always leaves me curious about what's going on with the dream in the particular situation. And so I think this is a workshop I need to come take with you.
Yeah, the one key word you used was curiosity. That is what you need in dream work, is that's curious. I'm very curious about that. The repeated dream, whenever you have a dream that is constantly repeated over and over and over again, and it has different nuances to it and different shades to it,
mm-hmm.
a little, you know,
mm-hmm.
each time, as you said, but it is telling you something definitely. And
right.
So
and
looking
what's the
at
lesson?
It,
oh, my gosh.
Well, it depends on what it is that is showing up in the dream. Because all of the dream is a landscape. It's like a painting, if you will. And you look at the painting and you keep on working it and you work with it. And it shows itself more and more and more. So we definitely need to look at your dream. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, well, that's going to be the top of my list for the next time that we get together. So everybody,
yeah.
Tonight we've had the distinct pleasure of having Dr. Annie Ulrich on the show. If you've enjoyed your time with her today, I guarantee you, if you schedule a private session with her, you will flip out in amazement, because it is just this times about 1,000, because she's all yours for the time that you have together. You can book a private reading with her by emailing her at tleaves@yahoo.com. The spelling for that is on the show page right there that you're looking at on the computer. You can also visit her website by clicking the link there. And then hopefully we will have you back in November, your schedule permitting, and we'll talk about the November energy and some of the things that are going on before we start getting into the holidays. So any last words of wisdom or things that you want to leave the listeners with?
November is the month of the ancestors, and I'll talk a lot about that in November, and it's really powerful. That's lovely, beautiful stuff. And I will also have dates for the workshop, so I will have those to you stat. Yes.
That's perfect. Okay. Well, Dr. Annie, again, thanks so much for the time tonight.
Thank you.
And I am going to be sending you some emails, and we're going to get together soon. I can't wait. So
yes,
for everybody
else.
For everybody else, make sure to tune
everyone.
In live tomorrow night. Yeah, thank you. And Cliff Beach will be our live special guest tomorrow night on the Friday Night Dance Party. Here's a little Eurythmics to wrap up your night. We'll see you live tomorrow night. Stay tuned.
Hey.
Thanks, Dr. Annie.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.